Okay, Yeshua Perek Tet. We'll go through the Perek, and then we'll go through some of the questions that arise afterwards. It's not such a long Perek. Let's go. Vayhi kishmoa kol ha-melachim asher be'ever ha-yaden bahar u-bashvela u-bechol chof ha-yam ha-gadol el mul al-vanon. When everyone heard what has happened, right? It says, the Chiti, Ha'emori, Ha'knani, Ha'prizi, Ha'hivi, V'ha'yivusi. When they all heard what everyone had done, what Yeshua had done to Yericho and Ha'ai. What's missing out of that list of nations?
The Girgashi.
They left. Very good. We're going to see why it's important later on. Out of those seven nations, there's only six mentioned here because the Girgashi left. Right? And where does it say here?
Right away.
I think it's a midrash. Here. I can't remember where I saw it, but they say that because of that they were zochet to Africa, and I'm not sure where it's written. They left
because
and they went.
They
left. They went to Africa. They were zochet to something. I think it's said in Yeshaya. I can't remember where I saw it. So the Girgashi left. We're going to see why that's important. Yeah, because we're going to see later on why they left and why that's important. Because I had a question a couple of weeks ago and we're going to see how it answers it later on. Okay, bet. V'itkabtsu yahdav lilachem im Yoshua v'im Yisrael pe'ehad. And everyone, they came together to fight with the Jewish people. Pe'ehad in one word, united, yeah. Yoshvei Giv'on. Now the people lived in Giv'on, which we saw just a bit further north, south from where they were. Shamu et asher aseh Yoshua liYericho v'la'ai. They heard what Yoshua did to Yericho and Ha'ai, and how they destroyed everyone and everything. V'yasu gam hema be'orman. They also used trickery. They also used some tactics because they saw the people Yericho. What did they do? They went on the defensive. The people of Ha'ai, they went on the attack. So far, neither of those have worked. So they're going to try a third way. That's one way to explain what we just said. But yeah, so gam hema be'omah, they also use tactics. What tactics are the people of Givon going to use? Let's see. But we're going to come back to that at the end as well, remind me. V'elechu v'itztayeru v'ikhu sakim. They started to use a bit of, what's the word? Trickery. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, mind games, let's call it that. Vaykhusakim balim lahamorehim. They took these dry, broken up bags. Venodot yain balim. And dried wine sacks. Yeah. What they called the wine.
Leather.
Yeah. Dry, broken ones. Umvukaim umtsorareim. They're all broken and holes in them and everything, right? Unna'alot balot. And they took these dried, broken sandalim. Umetula'ot beraglehem. And they were destroyed on their feet. Uslamod balot alehem. They put all these clothes that looked all dried and torn on them. V'chol lechem tzedam yavesh hayan nikudin. And all the bread that they had brought with them, they made it look all dry and hard and rotten and moldy.
Okay.
Why? Let's see why. Vav vayelchu el Yehoshua, and they went to Yehoshua el amachane al Gilgal, where they were stationed at the camp at Gilgal. Vayomro elav. And they say to Yehoshua, Ve'el Ish Israel, and to all the people. We're going to see why that's important. They spoke maybe to two parties. They spoke to Yehoshua and they spoke to everyone else. Me'eretz rechoka banu, we've come from a very distant land. So we can see on the map, not so distant. Really close, in fact.
Now we're starting to get an idea why they did all these things.
Correct. Now they're looking all dirty. They're looking like they've been on a long journey. Yeah, the Gibeonites. They've ruined all their sacks. Their dress and everything. They look terrible because they want to. And the dry bread. So they were going to say, "We've come from a distant land. We've come." They say, "We're not from this land." Maybe. Ve'ata, now kirtu lanu brit. So make a brit with us. We want to be involved in a brit here. Yeah, let's make a peace treaty here. We don't want to fight, you guys. Vayomru, it says, but in the Cree, you read vayomer, meaning one person said or many said. This is the problem here. Ish Israel, the people or the men of Israel, doesn't say who really. Ela Chivi, so they were from the tribe of Chivi, the Chivites. Ulai bekirbi ata yoshev. So they say, maybe actually you're from this country. The people, the Jewish people, are starting to get a bit, they're questioning them.
How do I know?
Maybe you're not from this distant land. How do we know? Maybe you're from somewhere close by. How are we going to make this brit with you? Because we were told to destroy all the seven nations.
Just as
what he told them. Now they come to Yehoshua and they say, Avadecha anachnu, we are your servants. Alehem Yehoshua. And Yehoshua now replies to them, Mi atem ume'ain tavo. Who are you and where have you come from? So we can see there's two different conversations here. The people are becoming a bit, they're questioning who they are, and they're answering the people. And then they're also speaking to Yeshua, saying, we're your slaves, and Yeshua's now asked them, who are you, and where are you from? Let's see what they reply. They said to Yeshua, Me'eretz rechoka me'od banu ba'u avadecha. From a distant, distant land we've come, your servants. L'shem Hashem Elokecha. Why we've come? Because we want to be close to Hashem. Ki shamanu shom'o, because we've heard about him. Ve'et kol asher asa b'mitzrayim, and everything he did in Mitzrayim. Ve'et kol asher asa l'shnei malchei ha'emori, everything you did to Sichon and Og, asher be'ever ha'yaden, which were over the Jordan. L'sichon melech Heshbon, ul'og melech ha'bashan, asher ba'ashtara. We heard how you battered these giants. And they said, well, all the elders have told us, take some tzedah for the derech, take some food for the journey, and go and greet the Jewish people. And say to them that you are their servants, you're going to serve them. And we want you to make a brit with us. So his questions were, Mi atem u'me'ayin tavo, and they've answered, oh, we've heard all about Hashem. They haven't really answered the question, who are you and where are you from? That they left out. Oh, we heard about you, we heard what God did, our people told us we should come and greet you and we want to serve you and we'll be close to God. Yud bet. Zilachmenu, look at our bread. It was hot and fresh when we left our houses. And on the day we set out to greet you. And now look at it, dry and moldy bread. And look at these sacks of wine that we filled up. Brand new they were. And they've got all holes and they're dried and cracked now. And look at our clothes and our shoes. They're all broken and torn because of this huge journey we've just embarked on. So they're really going all out to try and fool Yehoshua here. Yudalad. Now it says, the people... It doesn't say Yehoshua. It says Vayichu ha'anashim mitzedam. They took their tzedam is their trappings, literally. But what it means, what Rashi says is kiblu divrehim.
They took their words.
Yeah, the people start to believe what they're saying. Vayichu ha'anashim, not Yehoshua. The people start believing what the people of the Givonites are saying. Mitzedam, their trappings of their words. But they didn't ask God. They didn't ask any further. Are these people who they say they are? Did they ask God? Did they ask Yehoshua? It says nothing. It says they started believing their words.
Yeah.
Yehoshua sat now comes and makes peace with them. Right? They tricked the people. But Yehoshua, he's not so quick, but he makes peace with them. And he makes a peace treaty with them to keep them alive and not to destroy them. But the Nisiei Ha'eda make a shvuah with them. A Shua, you know what Shua is? Shua is you make just like Hashem is real on Hashem's name. As real as Hashem is, so is this bread between us that we will not break it. So the people you see go one step further than Yahushua. It's important to know the distinction. When it's talking about Yahushua, it says he made peace with them, made a bread, we won't touch you. But the Nesiyei Ha'edah, they went a step further, and it says, Vayishavu lahem, and they made a shavua, they made a promise, we won't touch him, we promise on God, we won't promise. We won't destroy you. They've got a step further.
And that made us much stronger.
Why?
Because we made it realize that this is a supreme shavua.
Oh, it makes the shavua, it makes the Brit now a different level of Brit. Well, now we're going to see if it was a good thing or a bad thing. Tetzai. Vayi mikteh shlosh hayamim. And after 3 days, achre shekartu lahem brit, after they had made that brit with them, vayishmu ki krovim hem elav. And they started to hear, actually, these people live close by. They're from Canaan. They're Chiti. They live over here, down the road. Ubekirboim yoshvim. They're sitting amongst us here. They're not from a distant land.
When it says here, after 3 days, so is that when they said they made a brit? Circumcised them.
Very interesting you say that. Yes. We're going to see a connection with that later. I haven't seen anywhere that says that. But that's very, very interesting you say that. We're going to come across that in the end.
Maybe say Brit Milah
now. Yes.
Doesn't say. But we're going to see why that is almost bull on. Bull on. We're going to see what that means later. Remind me. So they realize, the people realize they made a mistake here. They're living amongst us, and we've made a shwa now to them that we're not going to touch them. And Hashem made us promise that we're going to destroy the seven nations. Yud Zayin. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael. So the b'nei Yisrael start traveling. Vayavoe la'arehem b'yom ha'shishi. And they came to the, interesting, it says b'yom ha'shishi. We'll see why that's interesting as well. On the third day, they came to their city. Va'arehem giv'on la'kfira. And their city was Givon. U'be'erot v'kiryat ya'arim. That's where they lived, right nearby. We're going to see why it's important that it's 3 days and why it's in Bayom HaShishi. There's a very interesting connection there. I didn't realize that before.
What is Hakfira, the name of a...
Place.
Place?
Yeah.
Fear is a baby lion.
I gotta go.
All right. It's on the site if you need to hear. Velo hikum, Yudchet says, Velo hikum b'nei Yisrael, and they couldn't destroy them now, ki nishbu lahem, because they've now promised to them that they won't touch them. Nisiyei Ha'edah, the leaders of the Edah, the Nisiyim, not Yahushua. Ba'ashem Elokei Yisrael, they promised on Hashem they wouldn't touch them. Vayilonu kol Ha'edah la'Nisiyim, and all the people are now complaining to the Nisiyim, why have you done this now? You put us in trouble now. Yutet, vayomru kol ha'Nisiyim kol Ha'edah, and the Nisiyim said to the people, Anachnu nishbanu la'em ba'ashem Elokei Yisrael, we're the ones that made the mistake, we made a shvua to them. Ve'ata lo nuchal lingua b'hem, and now we're not able to hit them. And touch them. Zot naselem, v'hayotam. We're going to do this. We're going to keep them alive. Velo ye alenu ketzef. It's not going to be a problem. Al shvua shenishbanu lahem. We're going to actually keep the shvua that we made, because we have to now. Vayomru alehem anesim yehyu, and the nesim said to them, "You're going to live." Vayu hotve etzim v'shoavei ma'im lechol aida. But you're going to be the woodcutters, and you're going to be the water drawers for the whole people. Kasher dibru lahem al-nesim, exactly as the Nesim said they're going to do. Right? So, yeah, we'll keep you alive, we'll keep our word, but you're going to be the woodchoppers and the water drawers for the whole people. And we see actually they were, for the whole 7 years, was that all the people were together, they were the woodchoppers and the water drawers, mainly for the Mishkan and the work there, but they were for everyone.
It says forever.
Sorry? Correct, but whilst there's one machaneh, that's what we see they are. When they split up into their sections, they start working only in the Mishkan, so they continue. And it's only until later in you're going to see in Shaul, where he actually decides it's not good for them to be with the Jewish people, and he makes a distance. There's wars with them, and they become problematic, and he distances them from the Jewish people. So it's only until that time, you know, a few hundred years later. Where are we? Okay, Kafbet. Vaykra lahem Yahushua. Now Yahushua calls them, Vaydaber alehem lemon, and says to them, Lama rimitem otanu? Why did you hassle us? Lemor rehukim anachnu mikem ma'od. To say that you were from a distant place. V'atem b'kirben yoshim, and now we find out you're sitting amongst us. Right? Remember, Yoshua didn't make the Shua. But he doesn't, we don't see that he goes, gets upset with the Nisim. He accepts it as it is. Because Yeshua just made a Brit, just made a, you know. And once you find out that they lied, the whole Brit would have been null and void. But because you made a Shua, there's something, there's extra, something to think about. Kaf Gimul Ve'ata Arurim Atem. He says, now you're going to be cursed because what you did to us. Ve'lo Ikaret Mikem Eved V'Chotvei Etzim V'Shu'avei Ma'im Lebet Elohai. And you're going to be the woodchoppers and you're going to be the water drawers for our temple forever or for a long time. ויענו את יהושע ויאמרו כי הוגד לעבדיך את אשר ציווה השם אלוקיך את משה עבדו. Because we were told what Moshe was told to do by Hashem, they said to Yeshua. We heard what you've been promised to do. לתת לכם את כל הארץ. That Hashem is going to give you the whole land. ולהשמיד את כל יושבי הארץ מפניכם. You're going to destroy everyone, including us. We heard that that's what you're going to do.
We heard something that we did to send them.
They heard. Number one, we're going to see. We're going to see after. What does it mean they heard? But obviously, this was a known thing. It was a known thing. V'niram me'or v'nafshotenu mipnechem, and we were extremely afraid for our lives because of this promise that Hashem made you. V'naset ha'davar hazeh, and that's why we did this. They're saying to him. Vata, hinu biyadecha, now we're at your mercy. Katov v'kayashar be'enecha la'asot lanu aseh, whatever you want to do to us, do. V'yaslehem ken, and Yeshua did exactly what he said he would do. V'yatzel otam miyad b'nei Yisrael, and he saved them from the hand of the Jewish people. Because everyone was saying, well, you know, they lied. This Shua should be null and void. But Yeshua saves them, and they don't kill them. V'lo haragum, and they don't kill them. ויתנם יהושע ביום ההוא חוטבי עצים ושואה בהם מים לעדה. And Yeshua makes on the water drawers and the wood choppers for the people. ולמזבח השם עד היום הזה. And for the מזבח והשם, the Mishkan and later on in the Mishkan. אל המקום אשר יבחר, which is the Mishkan. Right? So a few questions here. First of all, I think it's important just to quickly go through what's the standard protocol for the nations who wanted peace with the Jewish people. So in Dvarim Kaf, a few weeks time, Sefer Parashat Shoftim, it says, "Ki tikrav el ir leilachem aleha," when you come close to a city to fight with it, "V'karata eleha leshalom." First thing you have to do, call out as a peace offering.
Not once.
They've done many times before. You call out for peace. And that's what you have to do first and foremost. If they don't accept it, then you can take them as slaves and tax them, and then you go to war and you kill the men, the older men, and not the children, not the women, and you take all their shalal, and you take them, right? Rashi says, "B'milchemet harashut hakatuv medaber." Rashi holds this is just milchemet harashut. When you decide to go to war, then you can call out to peace. But here, it's not a voluntary war. Here Hashem has told you. So according to Rashi, you don't have to call out to Jericho. We don't see the call out for peace. We don't see the call out for peace. Givonim, we also don't have to. According to Rashi, you don't have to. It's not Mechem and Rashut. Mechem mitzvah, Hashem said do it. You do it, you don't have to call out for peace. That's Rashi. Ramban on the spot says, Aval kriyat ha-shalom afilu b'milchemet mitzvah. Ramban holds, no, even Milchemet Mitzvah, in this case, you would still have to call out for peace. Right? The Ramban holds the same as the Ramban. So according to Ramban and the Ramban, we don't see here that they called out for peace. Let's have a look at the Ramban. First, let's read the Midrash. The Midrash says, why did Israel not offer peace to Yericho, Ha'ai, and Givonim? Amma Rabbi Ishmael bar Nahman, Shalosh pros digamaot shalach Yoshua etzlam. Three messengers or messages Yoshua sent to these places and the rest of Eretz Israel before they came in. Harotze lefanot, yipane. If you want to leave, leave. Girgashi, they took the hint and they got out of there. Lashem Shilim Yashlim. Anyone wants to make peace? Make peace. Now's your opportunity. Lasud Milhama Yaseh. But if you want to make war, we're ready for that as well. So there were the three options. There were the three messages. And Yeshua sent that to everyone before they came into Eretz Yisrael, says the Midrash. Right? Girgashi Amad Me'elav. Girgashi, they got frightened. Legged it. Lefichach, this is where it's from. Lefichach nitna lo eretz yafa ke'artzo. That's why they were given a beautiful land. Hadu dichtiv, it says in Yeshaya, Adboim lakachti etchem el eretz ke'artzechem. So I'm going to take you to a land that was like your land where you were living already. Zo Afrika, Afrieki, says. Afrieki, so it's Africa. This is from the Medrash. It says the Girgashi, because they decided to pick up and leave, Hashem blessed them with a beautiful land like the land of Israel. And that's, it says Africa. I think it means Africa. It sounds like it. Givonim Ishlimu. Says the Givonim actually tried to make peace here. So they had to make peace. Right? But we're going to see that they didn't actually make peace. They were hustling. Right. So let's read the Rambam quickly. And then we'll finish off with your point.
Submitted in a way.
Aleph. Rambam says, "Ein osin milhama im adam ba'olam ad shekorin lo l'shalom." Right? Rambam says, "You only do milhama if you first call out to them shalom. Ehad milhemet arashut ve'ehad milhemet mitzvah." So Rambam holds, like the Ramban, that it doesn't matter what type of war it is, you first have to call out for them for peace. Dalet. This is in, by the way, in the Hilchot Melachim, Perek Vav. Halacha Dalet says, "V'im lo ishlimu or ishlimu, they have to make peace. They have to also accept the seven mitzvot of Noach, right?" Hey, interesting. It says, "Shoshak tavim shalach Yeshua." He's getting this from the Midrash. Yeshua sent three letters or three messages. Ad shelo nichnas la'aretz, before they've even entered. Harishon shalach lahem mi shirotze livroach ivrach. Whoever wants to leave, go. Lahazar v'shalach mi shirotze lashlim yashlim. He sent another one. Whoever wants to make peace, now's your chance. Lahazar v'shalach mi shirotze lasod milhama yaseh. And third one, he sent, if you want to make war, we're ready for that as well. Right? So now this is the question. Im ken, if so, mipnei ma he'erimu yoshve giv'on. Why did the Givonites think we have to now trick them?
Trickery, right? Just make peace with them.
Exactly.
And up and up.
Exactly. Hear the question? Well, they have to make this whole balagan of where we come from, a distant land, right? So he says, his answer, Rambam is, Lefi sheshalach lahem bichlal velo kiblo. Because we sent them the peace offering at first, with Yeshua, and they didn't accept it at first. Maybe they thought we'd give it a go. Maybe they thought it was for someone else. They thought maybe they wouldn't be so bad to the people who let us live. And once they see, that's why it says here, they saw everything that happened to Jericho and Ai, and now they're shaking their books. Why didn't we accept their first offer of peace? Now we're here in shtuk. Now we've got to think of some kind of trick to get us out of it. Because we didn't accept it at first, and now we regret our decision. That's the Rambam. Now I want to come to, by the way, later on in Yoshua it says there was only, apart from the Chivi, who were in Givon, which we're talking about, not a single city made peace with the Jewish people, and therefore every single one was taken in battle, except for the Girgashi, obviously, that left. And it says here in the Pasuk, in later on in chapter 11, Hashem Davka did it so that we would destroy them. He hardened their heart, like Paro, he got involved slightly, so that we would go to battle and that we would wipe them out, and they wouldn't be a thorn in our side, they wouldn't take us off the derech. All these reasons they give. Okay. What was the Givonite's excuse for this trickery? And this is the point. This is the point. Okay. According to the Rambam, they were scared. They made the mistake. They didn't. Right? I want to go a bit deeper because of what you said. You said before about the 3 days. It says Yom HaShlishi. And also, at the beginning of the Perek, it says, Vayasu Gam Hema. It says, Vayasu Gam Hema Be'orma. Says they also did the trickery, the Givonites. I answered at first. They saw Jericho tried a bit of trickery defense. They saw I did try to attack. So they're going to try a different strategy. That's what one explanation is. They used Orma. They used trickery. There's something deeper. Rashi says.
So the consequences, listen. Whatever consequences meant them that a lot. Whatever the other guys.
That's for sure. That's for sure. They're definitely regretting. They're regretting their decision and they see the consequences in front. That's for sure. But there's a deeper point I want to touch on. Rashi says, what does it mean? And they also use trickery. Rashi says, Kemo she'asu b'nei Yaakov ba'orma b'hamor avishachem. Just like the Jewish people, b'nei Yaakov, Shimon and Levi, Davka, they use trickery with Hamor avishachem. You know the part, right? What happened with it? Go through it. What happened? They said, we want to... first of all, let's forget the part. They've kidnapped Dina. Right? So that's wrong. But now the Bnei Yaakov, they come and say, if you have a brit milah with us, so we'll make a brit with you and we'll marry into you and you can marry our women, we'll get together and be a brit and you'll get rich.
No,
right?
Is it used the same
lashon?
Is it the same
lashon? Well, there it says b'mirma. They spoke b'mirma. Right? They used trickery.
Right.
They said, have a brit milah. And on the third day, they came and they destroyed everyone. Why does Rashi say, well, so what? What's the kesher? So what? So the Jewish people used Orma over there with Shechem and Hamor. So why are Givon doing it now? Rashi says, Shehem hayu hivim. They were from the same people. They were Hivites, like the Givonim.
The
Yoshve Givon mina hivi hayu. And the people that lived in Givon were from the same tribe of people. Kimoshe amabeya, right? So Rashi is saying they were direct descendants of those people in Shechem.
Gamhem.
Right? So now, okay. So Gamhem, now they're retaliating for what was done to them. There's more though. It's a little bit deeper.
The Naksaks had that same old trickery.
Correct. Midakeleg Midah. You did trickery for our great-grandfather, and now we're doing the same for you. There's a deeper level. If you think about it, who needs to be punished, really? Okay, if you were involved in the kidnap of Dina, you should be, right? And definitely, Hamor and Shechem, they need to be killed because they took her. And anyone that was close to them that knew and didn't help her should be dealt with, for sure. But there was a wider community there.
Didn't they kill everyone, though?
They did. Right. The men.
All the males?
They did kill,
so
yeah.
Who are these descendants?
Made the children and the women.
Oh.
So they were told that if you have a brit milah, you can be connected to us.
Right.
Now, I'm saying there must have been, even though our rabbis say, why do they all deserve to die? Because they didn't hold their leaders to account and they didn't put them on trial. And we understand that.
No one but, stood up from them saying.
Correct. I take that. But I want to say deeper. I want to say there probably was a few people out there that didn't have anything to do with it, didn't have anything to do with the kidnap, and said, you know what? They hear the king saying, let's have a brit milah and we'll get involved, we'll be Jewish and we'll get... They probably wanted to do that. There probably was a few people out there that said, you know what, for the right reasons, I want to be connected to the Jewish people, I'll have a brit milah, and on the third day, they also were killed. Now what's happening is they're using trickery, their great-great-grandchildren are using trickery, midah keneged midah, because they now want to be part of Jewish people. They're saying, what about my great-great-grandpa? I want to be part of your people. And you killed them. Now we're coming back and we want to be part of the Jewish people. And so here you have the Lashon, same Lashon on the third day, Yom HaShlishi, like they did over there. Same thing's happening here. They're using trickery because their great-great-grandparents may have wanted to be part of the Jewish people. You didn't allow them. You used trickery. You said, have a break. And on the third day, when everyone was weak, you came and killed them. And they're coming now. They're saying, We want to be part of the Jewish people. There was probably some people that my great grandpa wanted to be part of you, and you didn't allow him. Now we're going to come and trick you, and now we made you make a shvuah. We're going to be part of the Jewish people now, and they actually stay part of the Jewish people until hundreds of years later. The last thing I wanted to say, so that's an interesting idea. It connects very well to what you were saying. The last thing I want to say is that why did Yoshua feel like he had a responsibility to uphold this shvuah? When he could have quite easily said, look, they did it under false pretenses, we don't need to keep our side of the bargain, right? And I was going to bring a whole long list of when it's happened in the past. right? Where you come to the negotiation table and you make all these promises and they make all these promises and yasa arafati mahshimu, right? You make all these promises, but what happens in the end? They don't keep their side of the deal, and yet we're still there, Nebuch, we're still there keeping our side of the deal. Why does it always happen? Right? And they've and the camera lens of the media is always on us. It doesn't matter what we do, we'll always be, you know, tarred with, oh, you killed them, so they killed you, and you killed them, so they killed you. But look what we've done to uphold the peace. And even when we shouldn't have been doing it, we're doing it. The same thing is happening with Yeshua. When we shouldn't be giving peace, when they tricked us, they're giving peace. So this is a beautiful part. The Radak says, V'yesh merabotenu, sh'amro ki neder oshua sh'na'ase barabim, en lo heter, v'lamdu ze hadavar midavar givonim, sh'lo ikum ba'avur sh'nishba'u. The Jew, that Yeshua didn't destroy them because they made a shvua. והחולקים עליהם אמרו כי בדבר גבעונים לא חלה השבועה עליהם. There should be no shvua over here, people say. שהרי מוטעים היו, because they tricked you. ומה שלא הרגו, so why didn't they kill them? מפני קידוש השם. Yeshua says, you made a shvua on Hashem's name. It's more important to me that we make a kiddush Hashem now. And everyone should know that the Jewish people keep their word. And not only that, but they hold Hashem's name in high regard. They won't even break a contract which was made under false pretenses because they hold Hashem's name in such high regard. That's Yeshua. Sheyomru ha'olam, kama hamura alehem shvat Hashem. The whole world should say about us, look how high they hold. This is the Radak on this pasuk. The whole world, Yeshua said, should see how much we appreciate the name of Hashem. Even when we make a shvua, we don't need to keep it, we still keep it. Ki afilu naaset b'ta'ut. Even if you did it as a mistake, lo ya'avru aleha, they won't go against their word. And this, for Yeshua, is more important to make this kiddush Hashem in front of everyone, rather than saying, you know, well, technically, you made unfulfilled business, so we can go and wipe you out.
Just get three judges together.
Correct. Correct. And the same with now, with all the armies now.